and welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The Southeast Minnesota Nitrate Strategies Collaborative Work Group has released its recommendations for addressing nitrates in groundwater in the southeastern part of the state. Warren Formo is Executive Director of the Minnesota Agricultural Water Resources Center, and he was part of that working group.
So the group was about 18 members, and it was very diverse. There was farmers, there was folks from environmental non-government organizations. The agencies that work on water were all represented, although they were not voting members. They were there to be resources and provide information for the group. But essentially, this advisory group grew out of, or was a response from the state agencies, in particular Pollution Control Agency and the Department of Agriculture. And they were responding to the petition that was served to US EPA a couple of years ago, calling for more action and regulation in order to protect groundwater from nitrates in Southeast Minnesota. And so this group's purpose and the reason it came together was to just kind of brainstorm and come up with some consensus ideas on how to address nitrates, kind of two-pronged. One was where people have elevated nitrate levels in their wells already, how do you help them address that concern in their household? And then the other, more long-term purpose was to talk about ways to reduce nitrate inputs into groundwater so that over time those groundwater nitrate levels would decrease.
What are some of the avenues, some of the approaches perhaps that have been identified as some recommendations or considerations?
Yeah, so for farmers, a lot of it involves or focuses on growing, you know, first of all, being as efficient as we can with the crops we grow. So nitrogen use efficiency, in particular for corn, because that's the primary nitrogen using crop grown in that region. And so we had a lot of talk about making sure farmers are using the very latest information to determine nitrogen rates, that they're getting timing right, in some cases recommending the use of things like nitrification inhibitors, which basically keep nitrogen in a stable form so it stays in soil for crops to take it up without leaching. And so a lot of our focus was just on improving nitrogen management. We also had a lot of discussion about some newer innovative practices like cover crops. Cover crops have been shown in a lot of research to take up nitrate. You know, they are green and growing late in the season when the crop, corn and soybean crops have started to mature, and they've stopped taking up nitrogen. And so these cover crops have the potential to take up that nitrogen, hang on to it in the organic nitrogen form, and keep it in the soil. So those were two of our primary areas of focus that I think farmers would be the most interested in.
So what happens now with these recommendations and the group itself?
Yeah, so the group technically is done. Our charge was to meet 12 times monthly over a 12-month period. We've concluded now. The group actually held an open house here in July to roll out the final report and allow people to, you know, see the high points and kind of see if they could see opportunities in it for themselves. So then the report goes to the two agencies that commissioned it, Pollution Control and the Department of Ag. And so now it's in their hands. Technically, the group is done. It's possible we might be convened later on, depending on what the agencies find in the report and what they see of value, or if they have further questions and that sort of thing. But now we'll just kind of wait and see what the agencies choose to do with that information. It's important for farmers as they view this report. I know that it's easy to see threats and concerns in it, that there, you know, maybe hints at more regulation or being told by the state agencies how to manage nitrogen and those sorts of things. But I also think there's an area for opportunity here because, throughout the process, we've held several meetings. We being the MAWRC, other partners like U of M Extension have done a lot of meetings in Southeast Minnesota. And many, many farmers are taking steps. They've always had an ethic around managing nitrogen well, but I think they're all recognizing that they need to step it up a notch and are looking for, you know, what's that next thing I could incorporate into my farm to do better for nitrogen management? And so I think the report, while it might be concerning in some ways, I hope farmers can also see some areas of opportunity in it and find some positives.
Formo says the Minnesota Ag Water Resources Center has also submitted comments to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency regarding new feedlot rules.
One of the asks in the EPA petition by the environmental groups was that PCA open up and then revise the 70-20 rules. The 70-20 rules is Minnesota's guide for feedlots. And so it's separate from the NPDES, or the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits, which they're required of the large livestock farmers, basically those above 1,000 animal units. But many people don't recognize or don't realize that even small feedlots, those under 1,000 animal units, are required to follow certain rules. And those are included in Minnesota in what we call Chapter 70-20. And there are tiers. As your farm grows in size, there are more record keeping and more reporting requirements. But that rule hasn't been changed for more than 20 years. And now, as kind of in response to this petition, the PCA has chosen to open up and relook at the 70-20 rules. So we're in a comment period right now about the process. And comments are due actually at 4:30 today. Many groups, many individuals are submitting comments about the process. Many are also submitting comments about what they would like to see in the rule. But really that part, the detail, the nitty-gritty of what the rule is going to change to, is going to happen over the next 2 years. And so then there will be a lengthy give and take between the PCA and interest groups. There will be a draft rule probably in 2027, and then there will be another comment period before that rule will become final. And so it's a long process. We encourage farmers to check it out. You can Google PCA feedlots and find all the information. The deadline for comments today is important regarding the process, but really the most important time for farmers to get engaged is going to be over the next 2 years.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify, and get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.